2, 2 Peter chapter 2. Look with me here. This is not something new. Even Peter warns his hearers. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people. He's talking about way back there in the Old Testament, the Jews. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. Now that word there is referring actually to the Passover lamb. It's not talking about Christ's redemption, that he could buy somebody and then they end up being lost. But under the types of the Old Testament, those that came out from Egypt were brought out by that type, that Passover lamb. And yet they didn't see it. They did not see the value of it. It says, and brought upon themselves swift destruction. It's talking about how they perished in the desert. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So again, where does this start? All the way back there with the fall of the angels. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, true righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah unto ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, or live in this unbelief. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man, not in himself, but because of that righteousness of Christ imputed to his account, dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Actually, that word means dominion, sovereignty. They despise it. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. You know, it's interesting that it speaks of men here who claim to have a righteousness and denounce it in others. When it talks about speaking evil of dignities, these are men that aren't afraid to stand up and shake their fists in the face of Satan, call him down, and denounce all kinds of evil, and yet they'll receive the reward of unrighteousness. Why? Because they're preaching up a righteousness other than that which Christ himself has established and God has accepted and imputed the account of his elect. The rest, they go about to establish their own. And as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. It says covetous practices. It means they do it for their own gain, whether popularity or wealth, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. That's quite some language, isn't it? For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, and that's what it is, vanity, swelling words, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, isn't that what most of these preachers promise? Liberty, freedom, eternal life. They themselves are the servants of corruption. Why? Because they're preaching a self-righteousness. They're preaching a righteousness other than that of God in Christ. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.